setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. In short, you were created to fill a unique role in your work, through your work. That means you are needed, you are tremendously valuable. And you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. This isn't about, oh, we're just going to take a success journey and try to make lots of money and buy stuff. That's what this show is about. It's not what we are talking about. We're talking about the fact that you lie awake at night, those of you who aren't doing what you know you were created to do, you're going, what is it? I want to know what it is. Those of you that know what it is, you dream about it, you long for it. Why? Because every person on the planet wants to matter, wants to contribute. I can tell you this, you do matter. Whether you're doing that work or not, you do matter. Let's help you figure out what it is. For those of you that are on your way, you want to get promoted faster, let's go. So it doesn't matter if you have no idea what you want to do, or you do know what you want to do, but you know how to get there, or you do know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but you're scared to death, or you're already on the ladder and you just want to keep moving up and you want some opportunities. That's why I'm here. I'm your coach. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Coming up later in the program, you podcasters, some of these podcasters are going to want to fast forward to this, Joe, because I'm going to teach on the five qualities that will get you promoted. Five qualities that will get you promoted. And here's the good news on these qualities. You can grow these qualities. It's not a lottery. And whether you have them or not, you can grow all of them. All five of these qualities, once you know what they are, and you can develop and grow those qualities, promotions are going to knock on your door. I'll share those a little bit later. But first to the phones we go, 844-747-2577. Nick is in Freeburg, Illinois. Nick, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Nick, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, I'm 29 years old. I'm married with a 21-month-old and a 3-week-old baby. Mm-hmm. My wife and I are on babysit 4, 5, and 6. She stays at home with our kids. Mm-hmm. I currently make about $100,000 with really good benefits, but I'm pretty unhappy in my current job and I don't have a lot of room for advancement. But I've been given the opportunity to maybe start as a financial advisor. And the person I'd be working under is going to allow me to keep my current job as long as I want, really.
Wow.
And, I was wondering what your thoughts would be on that.
I want to know your thoughts first. It feels like a slam dunk to me, but I don't want to jump the gun here.
That's kind of where I think I'm just more worried about juggling, keeping my current employer whole and spending time with my young family.
How many hours is this person projecting that you will work in working for him or her?
Yeah, he said that it's kind of as a client-to-client basis. I would just get my own clients and
okay,
work as their advisor and however much time that takes.
So it sounds like you're going to be the one. So it sounds like you're going to be the one setting the schedule as it relates to the client themselves. So let's take a 5-day work week. Let's just start there. And you get your day job. You're working 40 hours a week there, right?
Yep.
So you sign up a couple of clients to do their financial investing and saving stuff. And so, I mean, let's just be realistic. How many hours are you going to spend with a brand new client getting them set up and getting a strategy? How many hours?
Yeah, I would imagine, an hour or two for the meeting, the first initial meeting. And then a lot of it's going to be a lot of upfront studying for the Series 65. And,
But I'm talking. But let's see, this is you going, Ken, I'm worried that I'm not going to have enough time to see my family.
Yeah.
I think that's all a myth. Yeah. I think I've already proven that. I think you're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. I mean, okay, the kids are going to go to bed. Goodness gracious, they're not even 2, I don't think.
Yeah,
One of them's not even 2. Well, they go to bed at 7:30, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. So You know, I mean, you do your client call, you knock an hour out one night after they're in bed, and then you put another 2 hours the following night into the strategy. I mean, this is not going to be a problem. This is not going to be my kids don't know their father. I'm not trying to make fun at you. You're a young guy, and I think you've got the right heart. This is all about, again, looking fear in the face. This is what I teach. Put fear on the witness stand. Fear is either telling you the truth, folks. Don't touch the fiery log. It will burn your hand. That is true. Or if you do this, unbelievable opportunity. Your kids are going to grow up virtually fatherless. That is a lie. Got it? Both fears. Yep. Let's put fear on the witness stand. Let's ask questions. What am I afraid of? I'm afraid my kids are going to be fatherless. It's not true.
Yeah.
This is a huge opportunity. Man, Nick, we ought to be celebrating, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I was excited.
All right, Joe, give me some celebration music. We need to get Nick's juice going. He needs to be... There we go. Come on, Nick. They're on the other side of the phone, man. A little Night at the Roxbury. Give me a little something. There he is. He's shaking it. I can feel it. Nick. Nick, this is an awesome opportunity, man. The answer is yes, right? He's gone. Oh, I put him on hold, actually. I got excited. I got so excited about the music, I forgot to put him on hold. Very good. Nick is in Freeburg, Illinois, doing the disco, I hope, at least in his heart. What a great opportunity. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Tyler in Chicago, Illinois. Tyler, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing today?
Good. I got about a minute and a half. Let's see if we can squeeze this in. If not, we'll hold you over. What's up?
All righty. So I was updating my LinkedIn, and I made my resume using your format. I'm trying to climb the dream job ladder, and a recruiter reached out to me for this position in the same field that I'm currently working in, which is food research and development and food production. Mm-hmm. I know that you say that money shouldn't make you take a job, but this is like $25,000 more than I'm making currently, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to make my shovel bigger for my baby step two.
Good. How much debt do you have left?
So I have about $50,000 in student loans.
This is going to speed up your... How fast will this speed up your debt payoff date?
I mean, significantly... because I'd still maintain my current lifestyle and then throw the extra salary at
Does this in any way hurt your eventual progress up the ladder to the dream?
I don't think so, but the only drawback is that my current job is 20 minutes away from where I'm living, and this new position would be about an hour each way.
Okay. Are you married?
No, dating, planning on getting engaged.
Do you own a home?
Next year.
Do you own a home or are you renting?
I live with my parents to pay off debt.
Well, then you're single. You live with your parents to pay off debt. That's not a drawback. You're taking this job for one reason and one reason only. To speed up paying off your debt, and then you're going to leave this job to step back onto the ladder towards the work you're created to do. Yes or no?
Yes.
Then do it.
And then just a follow up real quick.
I got 10 seconds. Hang on the line. We'll come back to you because this is good. I want people to hear the whole story. So hang on. Don't move, folks. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit BurstOralCare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's BurstOralCare.com. That's BurstOralCare.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Are you sick and tired of being bored at work? Are you over being miserable on Mondays? Do you dream actively and specifically about doing work that matters deeply to you, this show is for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right, before the break, I made a... by the way, those of you... Might as well teach on this, Joe. If you are wanting to go into radio and you want to host radio, one of the things you're going to have to learn how to do is manage a clock, right? There are set times on your segments, and if you don't stop talking, you're going to a radio break. I mean, I could be fired up, but there's a certain point where Joe has to press a button, and then you go to national advertising or local advertising, whatever it is. And so I didn't break a rule, but I took Tyler's call with about 2 minutes to go in our last break, and we answered his question. Then he gave me a follow-up, and I thought, well, I could not answer that, or I could bring him back. And so this is what's called holding over a caller. And so for those of you who are joining us, way too much explanation, but I love sharing that stuff because you're going to have to learn how to manage a clock. And that's really a big fun thing. So anyway, okay. So here's where we were. So Tyler is in what we call at Ramsey Solutions, baby step two. It's one of the seven baby steps we teach at Ramsey Solutions that will get you to financial peace. Baby step one is put $1,000 in a savings account for just emergencies. Baby step two is to begin to take on the debt snowball, which what we say is you take all of your debt. Let's say you owe $50,000 and there's five different debts equaling the 50. You take the smallest debt. Let's say you got a $2,000 credit card on as the first one and you pay that off first. Then once you pay that off, you take the payment you've been making monthly on that and you roll that into the minimum payment on the next highest debt, and you get momentum. So you go smallest to largest. That's how you get momentum, and you keep yourself mentally and emotionally in the game. Okay, so Tyler is there. He knows what his dream job is. He knows the ladder towards it, and he's working towards it, but he just got a job offer doing some connecting on LinkedIn, which will pay him $25,000 more than he's making now, and that will allow him to pay off his debt substantially faster, and then he can get back on the path. He's already figured this out. I have no problem with someone doing this as long as you know your purpose and you're going to get back on the ladder. Because him getting financially stable, which debt freedom is a huge part of that, is going to help him big time. He's single. He lives with his mom and dad to save money. Good on him. And the drawback was is that this is an hour drive each way, this new job. And I said, dude, you're single. You live with your parents. You're getting out of debt. Do it. Who cares about your social life right now? And then he had a follow-up question, and we're going to bring you back on now. Tyler, what's that follow-up question?
Thanks, Ken. So even though I have like the 50 grand in student loan debt, I didn't end up finishing my degree. So the follow-up would be, how do I sell myself to the new employer without having that degree?
Well, I was under the impression you had a job offer.
Well, so I have an interview tomorrow with the employer. I sent in my resume to the recruiter and everything like that.
Okay. So it's not on the table. You're in the interview process.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I misunderstood. That's fine. So here's the deal. Yep. Do you think your degree or lack of degree would make you any more qualified to do the job in your mind?
I don't think so, because I've been in my current position for the past 4.5 years doing pretty much what the new job would be doing.
And probably similar to what the degree trained you for, supposedly.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the narrative. They're not hiring somebody who is right out of college age, who just didn't finish the degree, and they're trying to short circuit the process. You didn't finish your degree for a specific reason, and it hasn't held you back at all. And you're very qualified.
Right.
Based on the last 4.5 years. So if a person decides not to hire you because you don't have your degree, that's on them. There's nothing you can do about that anyway. So the way you sell yourself is you don't even make the degree a part of the conversation. You don't lie about it. They ask you about it, you tell them. You don't put it on your resume that you got a degree, and then they find out you don't. You leave it there. You know, how many credit hours or what status were you when you left college?
About halfway through my associates.
Okay, so sophomore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, I just wouldn't bring it up. When they bring it up, have an answer. Be ready for it.
So just don't put anything about that on my resume then?
You could put 2 years of college at such and such date, yeah, if you want to. Or okay. Don't put it at all. I don't care. To me, it's irrelevant. You've already got a job interview lined up.
Right.
So you've already gotten this far based on your resume, correct?
Correct.
So why are we talking about your resume? Who cares? Now you're in. No, I'm not trying to be silly, but I mean,
no, yeah,
you've already gotten past the resume portion. They may look at it during the interview, but they've already looked at, what did you have on there for your education?
Pretty much just the college that I've completed.
Ding, 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 ding. Tyler, come on, man. You know I love you, Tyler, but I got to go. I got other people who need help. You're good, man. Go crush the interview. Be ready to talk about it. Yeah, man, be confident in your experience. Denise is up next right here in our hometown, Nashville, Tennessee. Denise, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
You hear me?
I can. Loud and clear. What's up?
Excellent. So my question is, and maybe it's a mindset problem, I'm not sure. My question is, how do you follow your passion when you feel trapped by your circumstances? And what I mean by that is, I'm a single mom. My daughter has a disability. She has Down syndrome and autism. I'm 56 years old, and I'm it. I don't have a large support network who can help me. And my day job is draining. It's draining to the point where I don't even have time after work is over to pursue my passion because I have to continue doing my day stuff because of the COVID situation. I work in the public school system as a therapist.
Okay, gotcha. So let me ask you this. What's the dream? What's the dream job?
So I came to Nashville as a college student because I played at a writer's night and got signed immediately. I thought it's just to be a songwriter. However, I've not had the bandwidth to pursue that. And I know what commercial music is. I feel like my music might be too niche-y or maybe not commercial in the sense that that it would sell tons of records. It's not that mainstream. It's more worship music.
Worship music?
Personal worship. But it's personal worship, like private worship. Not like Chris Tomlin kind of worship. It would be private worship that you would listen to. If that makes sense.
It does.
So
we have a couple
internet worship music.
Couple things here. So one, the first thing we have to address, because this is pretty tactical, and I don't have to be super specific. Tactically, what we've got to do is since you're qualified as a therapist, I think we got to look to find a better environment for you where you can do that. Yeah. Yeah. Because don't accept the fact that you can only do the type of therapy work you're doing in public school system where it's just a broken system. It's bureaucratic. It's all these rules and regulations. I think you got to replace the day job with a different day job where it's a better environment where you're not as drained. That's the step one. Step two is go find some help. Don't accept that it's just you. I don't believe that you and your daughter are the only people you know in Nashville. And I would really begin to swallow your pride. It's not negative pride, but it's real there that you just don't want to ask for help. I'd start finding people who are willing to help and ask for help. The third thing is you need to start sharing your music. You need to find social media opportunities. You've got to start putting your work out, showing your work, and then looking for ways to do versions of it, maybe in church or other types of things. Start doing it. Opportunities will develop. So what's the key, if there is a key, or what's the secret to getting promoted? To moving up the ladder. I mean, so many of you listen to the Ken Coleman Show or are approaching that position or you're on the ladder actively ready for a promotion. You feel like you're absolutely ready. You're wanting it. You feel good about it. And it hasn't showed up yet, that opportunity. And you're going, hey, can I get it where I am? What do I have to do to get that promotion where I am? Or am I going to have to leave? And in leaving, get the promotion by leaving. And by the way, get promoted is one of the seven stages on the path to meaningful work. And it is, in fact, stage five. And you're in stage five for a while. You get promoted, you keep getting promoted, you get promoted, you get promoted, you get promoted. And eventually you step into stage six, which is get the dream job. So you're going to promote yourself. And by the way, once you get the dream job, you're not done either. You know, you're expanding your vision there. And so you essentially could walk back through the seven stages: get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. All right. So I want to talk about how you get promoted. And this is good for those of you who don't even feel you're ready yet for the promotion, but I want you to be preparing to get promoted. And so it's essentially five qualities that you can develop to get noticed. You want the leaders in your organization, you want people noticing you. And I think a lot of people just simplify this as, well, I got to deliver work results. Well, yes, that's true. But there are five qualities that while you're producing results, these five qualities are what gaslight, they just put the gas on the fire, kerosene on top of the fire of getting you noticed in the building and maybe outside the building. So here are the five qualities. I want to walk through them really quick. And again, here's what I want you to know. I think it's important as you hear these five qualities out to self-assess and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being awful, almost zero evidence of this quality, 10 being I'm an absolute rock star, I drip this quality, okay? Self-assess, 1 to 10. And then go get some feedback from people who know you really well, you work with, maybe your leader if you got a great relationship. Say, hey, how would you assess me on a scale of 1 to 10 on these five qualities? Because here's the reason you need this feedback. And this, by the way, the only way you would do this with your current leaders, you have a really, really open and great relationship with them. And this will be great. It'll really come off great. If you don't have that, don't do this. It'll be awkward. Little qualifier. But you want to get people in your life who know you well enough to answer the question, do I have this quality? And if I do, what's my ranking? Because you can develop these qualities. You can, if you're a 3, you can become a 10. I believe that. Here they are. Number 1, likable. I've got a friend of mine by the name of Tim Sanders, a New York Times bestselling author, wrote a book called The Likeability Factor over a decade ago. Great book. If you want to read a deep dive into likability, Tim wrote that book. It's a great book. Highly recommend it. But to summarize what I mean when I say by likable is exactly what you're thinking. Am I, you know, it doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you're the most popular person in the room or the building. That's not what I'm saying. It's just you're likable. You are kind. You are fairly positive. You're not a bully. You're not obtrusive. You're likable. You're fun. You're a joy to be around. People like having you around. All right, that's likable. Number 2 quality, coachable. Now, coachable is being able to receive instruction, and we all will have to receive instruction on the job when we're learning new things or taking courses to add skills. Instruction is a part of growth. Do you receive instruction well, or are you a know-it-all? And then do you receive correction well? When you have to have constructive criticism and feedback from colleagues or leaders, are you coachable? Nobody really likes to hear that. If you say you like to hear it, you're lying. Nobody likes to hear feedback that is constructive in nature. Nobody does. That's okay. You don't have to like it. What you have to do is receive it. Big difference. And so being coachable is that you receive instruction and correction well. 3rd quality, reliable. Very simple. People can count on you. You say you're going to do it, you do it. You say you're going to be there, you're there. That you say you're going to be there on time, you're on time. You say you're going to meet the deadline, you meet the deadline. Reliable. 4th quality, adaptable. This is huge. LinkedIn has gone so far as putting this out there in 2020. We actually reported this on the show that adaptability is one of the most sought after qualities by hiring managers. Why? Because technology has made the speed of business much, much faster, which means change happens faster. Pivoting has to happen. And then you got the coronavirus, which crammed change down everybody's throat. And so companies and leaders are realizing we need people who are adaptable. This is exactly like the coachable quality. It's not easy to hear constructive criticism. It's not always easy to learn something new. You don't have to like it. You have to receive it. Let me tell you this on adaptability. Change is not easy for most people. You don't have to like change, but you have to adapt to change. And that's this quality of adaptability. The final quality is honorable. This is about integrity and character. It's beyond likable. There are a lot of likable sleazeballs in this world. Oh, he's such a likable guy. I had no idea he was embezzling money. Likable is not the same as honorable. Honorable is about integrity and character. You tell the truth. You treat people with honor. No misbehaving around the opposite sex or leveraging things that are power related. No. Honorable. Treating all people with high integrity and character. You are a man, a woman of integrity. So those are the five qualities: likable, coachable, reliable, adaptable, honorable. And again, here's the good news. If you self-assess and you say, you know what? I'm like a 9 on likable, but I think I'm a coachable. I think I'm probably a 5. Or I'm a 10 on reliable. I mean, I'm a rock. But you know what? I'm not very likable. I just kind of fade to the shadows. I'm not a part of any kind of community in my workplace. I just stick to myself and I do my job. Here's what I'm saying. Whatever your combination is you score yourself. When you look at where you can grow, what can I do to be more likable? What can I do to be more coachable? What can I do to be more reliable? What can I do to be more adaptable? What can I do to be more honorable? Find the gap and work on it, because these are personal qualities. I can address my weaknesses here. This has nothing to do with skill. This is about diligence and discipline. I am diligent to make the changes I need to make, and I am disciplined to keep the change in place. I'm going to stop being this way. I'm going to stop allowing this to make me not as coachable, or this, I'm going to stop doing this because it's hurting my reliability. See, that is diligence to say, all right, I'm going to look, I'm going to stay with it, I'm going to work and improve, and I'm going to grow, I'm going to evolve, and then I'm going to have the discipline to not fall off of the path. It's like somebody who loses 20 pounds, and then 2 months later, they put on 30. They were diligent to say, I know I need to lose weight for whatever reason, and they begin the process of nutrition, exercise, whatever it is, and they lose the weight, but then they don't keep the discipline in place to maintain the growth, maintain the change. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a person right now, you feel like I'm not being noticed in my workplace, and this is assuming that there's some healthy leadership. It's not a toxic environment. But if you're not getting noticed, I'm telling you, you need to examine those qualities. How are you doing? Can you grow? You need to be a 9 or a 10 in all 5 of those qualities. And if that's the case, guess what? People are going to come to you with ideas, come to you with promotion opportunities. You can do this. Get after it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, folks. Thrilled to have you here on the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. You know, every day I'm challenging you to discover what you were created to do and get there and do it. because you'll have the juice when you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're in your sweet spot. And you all need to head over to my Instagram page, at Ken Coleman. Now, Joe can't see it because he's not on Instagram. Madison has already seen it. Joe, you can look in on my page or Madison's. But today, you know, it's Thursday. And so I came into the old cafeteria down at Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. Had the little JBL speaker with me, Joe. And I decided to do a little throwback Thursday. This is, again, Joe, this is a social media thing you're unfamiliar with. Hashtag throwback Thursday, where people post pictures from the past or whatever. And so I did a little House of Pain, Jump Around, and blared it, Joe. And, you know, I stayed in my lane. You know, I didn't do too much dancing or whatever, but I had a nice little jig right down the middle of the aisle. And so if you all want to just be lifted, you need a little mood lifter, go to my Instagram page at Ken Coleman, and it's right there in the feed. It's a reel. And just watch the love your boys bring into the office.
Madison played it for me.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it, Joe?
It was excellent.
How do you not listen to Jump Around by House of Pain and not feel the juice? So this is what I've talked about on the show before. Music can really change your mood. And so I freaked out some of my coworkers. I got to tell you, but I took great pleasure in it. It was so fun. They were all wondering if I'd lost my mind, and they realized, oh, okay, he's just having some fun. 844-747-2577. Daly City, California is where we go next. Nicholas joins us there. Nicholas, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm living the dream, bro. How can I help?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So I'm a recent college graduate, and I feel that I've graduated with the wrong degree.
Okay.
I received a bachelor's in chemistry in 2020, but I don't want a career in chemistry.
Okay. Well, here's some good news, man. Nobody's saying you have to, and I don't want you to feel any pressure to do that. You know, it is what it is. I can't tell you how many millions of people have gone to school, picked a major, got a degree, and they came out and they changed directions, whether they were 23 or 43. And so the real issue here is don't feel guilty about that. Now, if you have to use that degree, Nicholas, to get a job as a day job that will allow you to be financially stable until you can transition, if there's some more qualification, if there are some things that you have to do to move on, then that's fine. What's your question for me?
So my question is, how do I get to the career I love when my degree doesn't exactly match up?
Doesn't matter.
So
you just determine what degree, what direction you want to go, what job you want to do. You got an idea?
Yes, I did your exercise where you list the talents and passions.
Good. What'd you come up with? What's the dream job?
So for talent, I put down analytical. I'm an analytical person.
Yeah.
I have critical thinking skills, organizational skills,
okay,
and eye for detail.
Yeah.
And something I noticed that I really enjoyed during my chemistry classes was that I enjoyed data analysis, data entry, producing graphs, tables,
good,
and charts. So
great.
I was pretty much the graphs guy, the charts guy, the tables guy.
Great. And you love that work.
Yes, I do. I felt like it gave me the juice in my classes.
It does. You know why? Because it also produces results that matter to you, because you see great joy. You take great joy when you are a part of analyzing something, putting order to it, and putting a report around it so that it brings efficiency and order in other places. And you see a direct result of efficiency and order and excellence. And that's what fires you up. So here's the good news. The good news is our economy is full of opportunities for somebody like you who is truly a data analyst. I mean, that is a job title in our world. But I wouldn't limit yourself to just that job title, but that's the type of work you want to do. You want to analyze data. You want to organize data. Hear me, Nicholas. You want to analyze data. You want to organize data. That's your jam. So I would be looking for jobs in the marketplace that allow you to analyze data and organize data. Those are two very different things. And if you need additional qualifications that involve schooling, I'd be surprised. I think a lot of this could be experience. And I think data analyst or data entry, and then work your way up. It's entry level, then work your way up. And I think you can get there. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping people discover what they were created to do and then come up with a plan to get there. I am your coach, Ken Coleman. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Man, I got to tell you, this is so fun. Having fun talking to you folks every day. And I want you to help us spread the word. So many people listen to the radio show via the talk radio station in your local area. We're growing there across the country. SiriusXM. And then, of course, the podcast of the show is international. And we get calls from all around the world. And so, listen, I want you, if you're enjoying this show and it's helping, I want you to spread the word. So subscribe to the podcast, share it with somebody that you think it'll help, because we're really taking on the toxic work culture. Most of the world thinks that you work to live. You work just to get a paycheck, to then pay the bills, and hopefully there's a little bit left over to make some memories, and you just got to do this until you retire or drop dead. Well, Ramsey Solutions is the mothership of the Ken Coleman Show. We believe here that you were created to work. In other words, you were created to contribute through your talent with your work and with the results that you create with that work. I call it your sweet spot. Just like a ball hitting a bat in a sweet spot, and the ball just travels further and faster. Maximum performance. You do that by using your talent to perform your passion, work you love, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you. Mission. 844-747-2577. Jamie's up in my hometown area of Hampton Roads, Virginia. Jamie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Jamie, I'm living the dream. Where do you live in Hampton Roads?
In Hampton.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, I grew up right off of Todd's Lane. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm calling because I have good news. So I've been following you for maybe a year and a half now, but I have finally, because of your advice and expertise, been able to find my sweet spot, one, but also land in a dream career field. So
good. Way to go. Jamie.
Yes.
Hey, can we get some applause, Joe? Let's cheer for Jamie here. Come on. Like, it's a big deal. I'm so happy for you, Jamie. Way to go. What is that career field? Do you mind telling me?
Thank you. Oh, no. So it's college and career readiness. I was a former teacher, and I spoke with you about, you know, getting into that field and ways to do that. So, yes, I'm in college and career readiness. I'm very exciting. Also took a jump to switch career paths during the pandemic. So I'm excited about that as well. But,
impressive.
All is well.
Good.
Things are going very well.
Good. So what's your question?
So my question today is, now that I'm actually in, you know, living the dream and I'm excited about the work that I do, I did go into an entry-level position. Mm-hmm. There are currently not really opportunities to move up, you know, but I definitely know it's a stepping stone. And I just wanted to know, what can I do now? Like, what would you suggest to kind of, like, maximize where I am, you know, as I continue to learn and grow?
Yeah.
How can I set goals for, you know, my advancement? So that I can be prepared for the next one, the time comes.
Yeah, love this. Okay, so I just taught last segment. You heard me teach on the five qualities that will get you promoted, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So obviously, I want you to be doing your own self-assessment there, and I want you to be turning yourself into a 9 or a 10 in the area of likability, coachability, reliability, adaptability, and honorability. Okay, so that's just that's just that you need to do. But tactically speaking, as it relates to being ready, we need to look up the ladder, and I assume you know what that is. Now, I know there's no opportunities open right now, but you know what the rungs on the ladder look like, correct?
Yeah, somewhat. I'm still learning a little, but somewhat.
Well, that's okay, because you're new. So then this would make, this is your first assignment. Your first assignment is to really pay attention And I don't want you walking around talking about it. Not that I think you're going to. Right?
Yeah.
But we want to be subtle. But yeah, we want to just look around and talk. And we want to go, what is the next rung 2, 3, 4, 5 look like? And what we do is we really start with, what's the dream job? Because you're not in the dream job right now. You're in the field. But we look up, we go, okay, I want to be a dean of admissions. I'm making that up. Okay. But it's like, what's at the top of the ladder for you? That's assignment number one. You got to figure it out. In this field, this position might be multiple positions, but identify the positions that you would say are at the top of the mountain for you, or the top of the ladder, whatever analogy you want to use. Second, now that we know that, we start backing down a little bit and we go, okay, what position or positions do I need to get into that then allow me to step up? And so there is a progression. Your field, my field, very different. All fields are different, but you've got to look at it and go, what is at least the said or evidenced steps? You know, that would say, okay, I'm stepping up here. I'd have to do this kind of job. Then I'd have to do this. And then people that traditionally do this, then they're available to step into my dream. So that's what you have to do. You got to know the path. And so once you know the path, then you say, are there additional qualifications that I will need beyond just experience? Because you're in now. Okay. So let's just say, and I was making up that position, it was a dean of something. Well, then you would say, what are the requirements? You'd look, what are the requirements for that? Is it a master's degree? Would I have to have a graduate level degree? Or are they just looking for 10 years experience in the actual department that I'm in? It actually becomes really easy for you to figure out. It's like doing a college term paper on how do I get there? And so if there are additional qualifications, then you go, okay, based on my finances and based on the cost, how long is it going to take me to get those qualifications? If it's experience, well, then I know it's going to take me probably, you know, how many years of experience would I need? And so now I've got my mind and my heart aligned. I know how long I'm going to have to hang in there in this position, which sets me up for the next. So it really is just about walking through and getting answers to, what does it take? What do I have to learn? What do I have to do? How much is that going to cost? And then how long is that going to actually take? And then you're ready.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So nothing's a surprise to you. Yeah, you bet. I'm proud of you. Let me tell you something. Somebody who did what you did, you changed midstream in the middle of a global pandemic when the world just, nobody knew what in the world was going on. There's no stopping you, Jamie. I'm really proud of you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Excited, yes.
Yeah, you go, Jamie, go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. A couple things I want to mention. And these are free resources to get into. Number one, for those of you who are trying to figure out, you heard Jamie talk about, well, I figured out what my sweet spot was. We have a simple guide called the Career Clarity Guide that will get you to the point where you can at least call in the show if you can't figure out your sweet spot from this worksheet. Okay. And it's called the Career Clarity Guide. It's free at kencoleman.com. And it's going to walk you through some exercises. It's limited. It's not the same as talking to me. And it's not a full-blown assessment, which we're working on. All right. So stay tuned for that. But you can go to kencoleman.com and click on the resources, Career Clarity Guide, or to kencoleman.com/clarity and take this worksheet. It's easy to do. It'll at least get your brain going, your heart going. And then for some of you, it'll get you to a point where you feel like you can call me. And for all of you, you can call at any time and I'll walk you through the Career Clarity Guide exercise, looking at your talent, your passion, and your mission. Okay. So that's a free resource. And also maybe for some people in your life that need to get this conversation started, the Career Clarity Guide, free resource. Secondly, the Ken Coleman Show is a part of the mothership here at Ramsey Solutions, the Dave Ramsey Show, now the Ramsey Show. 10 feet away. The studio hosted 3 hours with Dave yesterday. Dave's Baby Steps, the 7 Baby Steps financial piece, is now part of Ramsey Plus, an unbelievable community. And you can start and get a free trial. Go to DaveRamsey.com, sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus. In Ramsey Plus, you're going to get Financial Peace University, the proven plan that'll get you out of debt so you can live and give like no one else. 2, the budget every dollar app. Unbelievable. And then finally, track your progress at getting out of debt with the Baby Steps app. All three of those plus so much more. It's free trial at DaveRamsey.com. All right, I got to go. But before I do, remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. We'll talk with you again soon. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.